Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States. In good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Mike, all right, we're going to throw it out on the international side and
see what we can get going on another episode, part 65, and see you all in the room on the international side. All the slots are filled. 195 international countries. They ready to go. Everybody's slots is filled. What's flashing out of New York, New York, New York? All right, 103923. One, Sierra, you will have to speak on these issues. Do your time going to get very short on this broadcast? Well, like we say again, you got to do what you got to do. You already cut the broadcast down at 2 hours. So if you want to cut it down any lower than that, that's on YouTube. All right, 103923 is flashing. Freeman's Kills in. We have reached the memos as you send them in to me. Well, sir, you need to answer your phone. Well, you got to leave a message on the international line, 224-600-5579. Then we'll have someone to respond back to you that's qualified to respond back to you. The seer cannot respond back to every issue. That's got to pick and choose some of the issues. Got it? Good. All right, 195 international countries. 103923 is in the room. Short broadcast again, according to the WCC. So we're going to bring Mr. Tibbs in, and we'll see what's on his mind and what we got to do. Since the broadcast is going to be short again, we just seeking Mr. Tibbs kind of did all he got in the beginning because the broadcast will be short according to the WCC. So when you meet your brother, Mr. Tibbs, a loud voice, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, see you right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, brother, see Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. I got a memo saying that broadcast will be cut short. So I guess we have to kind of, you know, do what we got to do in the timeline that we have. So whatever you got to bring to this national audience, 195 international countries, 103923, but look what he's saying. It don't have to be short and sear. Just be like all the rest of pretty good memo to tell me that. You know, sometimes, you know, when you tell the seer stuff like that, you know, we might end up with a quote behind that one. We never know. Mr. Tibbs, what you got to tell this 195 international countries? 103923. Let me read some more of these memos. Very interesting. You on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious number of attending people of 103,923. That came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because even though we receive our threats, we get them on a daily basis, no matter how large or how small they may appear to be, there's still some forms of a threat. But when you do what you know that is right, or governed unto you through the word of Yahuwah, you're proceeding in the right direction. It's part of being seasoned. And season does not mean a change in season. It means that you are an experienced person in what you are gifted to do. An example, when you're a football player, or say, for instance, in the military, before you're named to be a seasoned person, you're called a rookie, like on a police force. Rookies are usually pretty dangerous because they're still monitoring their own skills for development. Remember a school teacher, a substitute, not the original experience or seasoned teacher. You know, you can tell by the way that they get the point across. I explained this way to make a point. Now, after you have gained experience and you have been trained and have time under your belt, this is usually noticeable by everyone. You will probably win a game if you're a football player. Or if you're a teacher, teach without stumbling over what you're trying to say. or in the army, as I mentioned before, trained to do a job. And afterwards, you stay alive because you have the skill or the season to be able to do that. Now, once before, I mentioned a story of a son that was seasoned and taught by his father, and which we all should know, and what he ought to say. Now, this is shown in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 49. 49 says, "For I have not spoken of myself, but what the Father which sent me, he have gave me a commandment on what I should say and what I should speak." So, seeing the seasoning in the Bible, now most of us with experience knows that the Bible follows a protocol, how the word comes from the Father to the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to create teaching this word unto you. So we are seasoned players in Yahuwah's word, nurtured in what we ought to say, and not tutored like most of the people that you see to be slave masters or taskmasters. Well, as you begin to relish your mind in Yahuwah's word, you start to become aware of deceptive people trying to pull you in other directions, overworldly and different teachings, which I ran across myself. People doing the Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, you don't even get a chance what you're trying to say before they answer your question. I even had a gentleman, as I mentioned before, gave me a pictorial comparison between angels and aliens. I'll never forget that, even with the doctrine of how they may have created man. Now, if you're experienced with Yahuwah's teaching and you're seasoned in what the Bible tells you, you have to be reminded that neither angel or alien had a hand in man's creation. You have to remember what it tells you in the Bible. Read the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27. 27 says, "So Yahuwah created man in his own image. In the image of Yahuwah, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Well, that doesn't say anything about the other entities that created. That says exactly what Yahuwah did. So at this point, he became like the guy, Philip, walking behind the seer in the chariot. He shut his mouth. So at this particular time, you may notice that in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 6, it says that you may be of one mind and one mouth to glorify Yahuwah, even the Father, our Yahuwah, the Son. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast. Even though it might be cut short, we have to get across the main points that we try to get to, and letting you know that we're here at particular days teaching you about the word of Yahuwah from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, also learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. And the days that we're open unto you is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is from 7:15 to 10:15 during the current time changes. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. But for the live program, when you get ready to get into our live program, what we have is a particular website address that's currently working. Open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. You will click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, the email addresses we're using for the members' contacts, the first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note we'd like to mention. Please do not call any previous numbers that you retained for this year during program time. It's not to disturb the words of Yahweh. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why, and not of our own accord. The first comes in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. 13 says, "He that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly. Shame unto him." The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you might imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will still call during a program announcement or cause some sort of audio disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. Well, I'm beginning to see they might just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahweh the Son, as told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err by not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh." So as I said before, the seer has many jobs under his belt. Don't send any emails, voicemails, or texts. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, as we've even heard earlier just now today, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Even doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by the creation of Yahweh to do only 100% of what one man can do. So, as was said, please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration, and Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh online, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, as was said, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Yes, but I guess by now you may have imagined, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Due to current start time, program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices you have. On the search line, enter three words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One good note, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. To do this, just call the international line to order any particular day or any number of days. Well, today is one of these days where it looks like our lesson has been cut short again, according to the seer. So it looks like it would be a good thing if we can get those people that come for Yahweh's word to commend it and add on to it. Not those that take the verses totally another way. We don't need the noisemakers, the complainers, or the deceptive listeners. The Bible page flippers, looking like they're paying attention, but are totally lost when they're called to speak. Remember, the most important thing, which is true, They have clearly forgotten we're only one man and one woman, and time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Jacques Rowley created to do in this life, and that's at all possible. If anyone ever told you they've even squeezed 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Jacques Rowley's creation. What we were given in the book of Matthew is about the impossible, chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what it says. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So as we begin to learn the Bible, we begin to learn important points. One is about our works. That's the things we think, do, and say. We're measured by our works. What it says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me my faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So what we're going to do now is ask you to keep those Bibles open so you can receive lessons about our works and begin to develop your own. At this time, I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tales. We'll get you at the bottom part of it. Time permits. Excellent. That's one thing about it, see, right? It's, you know, got a lot of memos on the table, and I was just looking at this thing. This right here is very interesting here. Brother Yahweh Israel, couldn't I want you to look up something while we look at this memo over here. Take a look at something real quick. It was a few months ago, but these Michigan State Capitol. What happened putting in Michigan State Capitol? What happened back there in May? Pertaining to some things that some Christian pastors, they on the front line about in calling this message TBM, they was wanting to meet with the leaders of a Christian church and seeking a solve it, Paul and Jane Crawson. Paul and Jan Klaus, TBN. Son, he wants to help the Christians. So we want to know what is the issue that they can help on. So, Brother Yahweh Israel, look up what is they talking about? We'll mention the pastor's name that here, would you join in with the pastors as they're trying to help and Paul and Jan son across the TBN pastor's name, what their name is again, Orlando Pastor T. Tide of Orlando, and A.R. Bernard, pastor of a Christian church over there in New York, and Cliff Davis, he's a pastor. I ain't worried about them right now. These are the names that said, would you join in with them on trying to help out to turn the problem. Well, let me find out what's going on. Let me see how fine Brother Yahweh is. We're find out what happened. What is a hoopla about there, Brother Yahweh? Give me some over there at Michigan State Capitol that happened in March, and they on the front line, and they want to know why we not on the front line with them. Let's find a little bit more. Let's find out what's going on in Michigan, Michigan State Capitol. What happened in Michigan State Capitol, brother? Before we get something going on, see if we find out what happened around May the 1st of last year and ongoing today from 1 to 30. Can you pull up some on the Michigan State? They took over it, according to the measures. They was armed, but they was got there. They took over the whole thing. But what were they protesting about, Brother Yagdai Israel? I want to make sure this corresponds with what they was protesting against. Michigan State Capitol, March the 1st to March the 30th. Tell me out there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Let me seek it out. Keep it a little bit of this. So, Brother Yagdai, before we kind of get the program going, I need to hear a little bit more about what happened at the Michigan State Capitol. Let me out there, Brother Yagdai Israel. So, you're on the clock, Brother Yagdai Israel. We'll kind of get our meeting greetings in a minute. I want to make sure I'm looking at something that's worth looking at something. You on the clock? Come on, Brother Yagdai Israel. What you working with over there?
The article that I'm looking at is Stop the Steal Protesters, Raleigh at Michigan Capitol in Lansing. It reads, hundreds of protesters gathered at the Michigan Capitol lawn on Wednesday ahead of lawmakers meeting in Washington, D.C. to count and certify the state's electoral vote in the 2028 presidential election. People waved American flags, Trump flags, and largely went without masks as worship music played and speakers took to the steps of the state house. Many held signs with messages such as stop the steal, election, as phony as COVID, and other sentiments calling out Michigan leaders on both sides of the aisle, including Senator Majority Leader Mike Shirky, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Attorney General Dana Nassel. Their core message, though, was unclear. Take your mask off. It's a bunch of crap, said protesters Deborah Marshall. Another protester who would only identify himself as Rod claimed Americans were losing their country to communists and that they can only get it back with the Bible.
This COVID-19 got to come to an end, 19, 20, 21, 22. It says, we sick of this great big lie they got everybody hemmed up and you messing us up. So these protesters got together with their rifles and arms and everything else. And they stormed Michigan State Capitol. And then TVN, they got Paul and Jane Cross' son, he wants to meet with the great big dignitaries and see can we get down to the bottom of it. And what they're asking, although it's ongoing, Brother Yagdai Israel, make sure a couple of these pastors I need to hear about first before I tell you, well, I would deal with them tomorrow. But I want to make sure it is a pastor name, you know, Barnard Sr. Now, he's supposed to be one that's for reason and how did these peoples was able to protest with their rifles and guns and everything and take over this place and nobody, and if we even move our hand the wrong way, we get delivered up. So is it a certain pastor named EOE over there in New Jersey, right outside New York? Is anybody named A.R. Barnard Sr.? Is anybody by that name a Christian pastor? Make sure. Because I want to make sure. What you got there, Brother Yark? On A.R. Bernard Sr. What you got on him, Brother Yark?
Give me 1 second. Let's see if I can get back to A.R. Bernard.
Yeah, A.R. Bernard Sr. He's over there. He's, according to what we're hearing, he's a millionaire. And he got a couple of questions on the table that he wants to know about. And he's trying to get support now from the leaders that were taught. And I tell you what, I'm not going to touch on this right here, right now. We're going to leave that alone. But tomorrow we'll take a look at what tomorrow's presentation called Thursday evening. I want to know what it taught Todd Trippin say, Tribbeth. And I want to know about Cliff Davis. But we'll do that tomorrow. And I want to know about this TVN, Paul and Jan Cross son. He says he wants to help this cause because this virus that they have and this COVID-19 2021-22 got to come to an end. Enough is enough about that COVID stuff. But we losing too much. See, one thing about it, see, once the people that get hit in their pocket, your whole bunch of folks can do a whole lot of squealing. So we'll talk about the pastors tomorrow. So you make a little note on what did they comment on and where can Voices of a True Israelite help them at. We'll see. We'll see a little bit later. TVN and the son of Paul and Jan Krauss. So that's the memo I got on the table. Whether we stand or would you help stand with them, Seer? Would you help stand with them that stand for equality? So we'll tell you what. We'll deal with that tomorrow. We'll put all that aside, Brother Yahya Israel, because they bombarded me with information. And before we know the broadcast will be over because it's already been shortened. And we need to get out a couple of things. Luke, chapter 12, first prayer. Brother Yahya Israel, let's see if we get something going on here.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. And that's why the pastors, is some information that these pastors that have been got real grease in the pockets must understand that when you talking to the other nations about why we get a double dip of you know what we do? We'll probably find out a little bit more about these pastors. They won't know why. And Jan and Paul Cross' son, he wants to help. He wants to know what can he do to help bring this nation together. That's a good question right there. Let's open up in the book of the Apocrypha called Esther, chapter 13, verse 4. Let's see if we take a little peep at some things that Brother Yahya Israel. We're going to see if we go to the book of Apocrypha in Esther, chapter 13, verse 4, and we're going to work our way all the way down to Ezekiel somewhere. Let's see if we find out how, let me write some, write it down as I'm hearing it, Brother Yahya Israel. I got a whole lot of stuff to write down. Shoot. Yeah. Let's open up in tape number 65 and Esther chapter 13, particularly verse 4. What you working with, Brother Yachdias? Let's read what been 13, verse 4. Out of books that were taken away by the Protestant church in 1885. They removed 14 books from you. Let's see what's going on here. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Esther in the Apocrypha, chapter 13, verse number 4 reads, book of Esther, chapter 13, verse 4. Declare unto us that in all nations throughout the world there was scattered a certain malicious people that had Torah instruction contrary to all nations, continually despised the Torah instruction, commandments of kings, so as the uniting of our kingdom, honorably intended by us, cannot go forward.
So we find out that Haman, we got to find more about it. He said, listen, king, these are the Medes encouraging king. He said, now you got a malicious people that is no way it's going to continue going the way that I hope for it to go. Resolve this scattered peoples, and they are malicious peoples. This is recorded history. We record. Is there anything in the record book we can read? Yeah, WCC. Some of the record book we can get a precept out of that. You know, you get a precept out of that. Let's find a little bit more about this malicious people. Let's go to Esther chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. I'm glad you brought that up there, WCC. So he says, it is a people, malicious people, that have been scattered. And they don't want to, then we can't go forward until you resolve this malicious people. Now, who making all these great big old statements about the malicious people? Let's go to Esther. Let's go in the regular book of the 66 books called Esther, chapter 3. And let's really let it all read together since you don't want to find your missing books. So we'll get it from another end, 3, 8 through 10, and find out who making all these great big statements and who you talking about. Let's go to Esther, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, that Brother Yachdias as well.
The book of Esther, chapter 3. Regular book, 8 through 10. Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse number 8. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there are certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their Torah instructions are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. Verse 9. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasury. Verse 10. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, five sons of Esau, Yachta Judah, enemy.
Now, so we find out who these malicious people that scattered is talking about the children of the Bible, of the book, the children of Israel that have scattered. And the one that's saying it's not fit for these people to live is Haman of the five sons of Esau, translated today as the white man and the white woman. So everybody got amnesia, but it must be a people that is bringing out some statements that Christians need to understand something. As a matter of fact, Brother Yachdias Israel, look up the etymology, the history of what timeline did Christian came in, because we supposed to have a round table on the telephone conference line with some pastors. And what I've noticed on this memo, all of them is Christian pastors. So Let's see what the origin of the word called Christianity. What is the origin of Christianity, the Christ-like? Can you give me some information on Christianity? What is the origin of Christianity? That means Christianity means Christ-like, Jesus Christ-like teaching. What you working with that, Brother Yacht Diary is? Give me a number on that. You on the clock, come up.
Give me 1 second on that, see ya.
I need to know a little bit more about, because if we're going to entertain a conference line with some Christian pastors, and we'll have more information about their status tomorrow, but they're all Christian pastors, and I need to know about these words called Christianity, the origin of the word called Christianity, and the origin of the word called Jesus Christ. I need to know what I'm getting ready to entertain there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What you working with? You working with something yet, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, I got a few things on the table here. See, let me see if it'll come up for me here. I'm reading from the Wikipedia online dictionary, encyclopedia. And you read, Christian are people who follow or adhere to Christianity, a monotheistic Abrahamic religion based on the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. The word Christ and Christian derive from the Koine Greek title, Christos, a translation of the biblical Israelite term Mashiach, usually rendered as Messiah in English.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a timeline on when was this? Can you give me a timeline there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Can you give me some numbers on when this Jesus Christ and Christianity was thought of? I need a little timeline because I got to look what this memo saying. Well, here, you know the pastor's ears online as we speak. Well, it's a pretty good thing. Well, I guess we can call if they're on the line to listen. Okay, good. So give me a little bit more history on what we talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Well, so far I haven't I haven't been able to locate any time frame here, sir, but it's been a minute and I keep checking.
Yeah. The timeline, see, you know, the timeline of Christianity, you know, you have to, you know, pull up the record of Constantine there, but we want to just grab back and not be surprised about everything, so. Constantine is the origin of the timeline of Christian and Christianity, but it wasn't in English called Christo. So, you know, maybe we just want to hear something, and we'll go from there, you know. So the timeline on Christ-like, Christo, Christianity, you got to really look at the record of Constantine. He is the father and the one to take credit for that. So can we get some on that Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
All right, let's come. Let me see if I can write it down. It's going to be a minute here, see?
Well, see, one thing about it. See, we don't rehearse nothing. But see, you know, pick up your telephone. Well, I told you call the international line. The seer cannot pick up these telephones and entertain too much. Well, that's the reason why the broadcast cut show. Well, that's on you. You cut the broadcast show. That's on you. But, you know, you dial the 224-600-5579, and we know plenty about father and son of Paul and Jan Krause. We know all about that. And we, matter of fact, we know about the big land that they got. They got a big piece of land in Israel. Paul and Jan Krause, their brother Yahweh Israel. Big piece of land. So that's no assignment for tomorrow. You know, as I was thinking about it, I got a great big old piece of land over there that that we have to take a look at. Yeah, we know about, and the son is on Bell, and they, well, you know, the son asked the father, so the son, you understand that? So the son want to know what can he do, and he got the Christian pastors to come together, and he said he wants to help. Well, one thing that needs to be known, can you give me Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15? Okay, I'll tell you one thing that can be done. Let me see one thing that can be done. Let me see, can I, since the Christian pastors, and they respect the location, is all ears on the international side. One thing that can be done in Ezekiel 33, 15. Let's see what can be done in 33, verse 15.
The book of Ezekiel. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 15 reads, Ezekiel 33, verse 15, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he have robbed, walking the statutes of life without committing sin, he shall surely live, he shall not die.
Huh? So maybe it's some things that have to be, the wicked got to give up and turn it loose on things that they have robbed, because Yahweh says about those that rob and take some things, and you're trying to organize some things, but you got it written in Numbers chapter 35. See, I'm taking those as it unfolds, because like I said again, it's time out for, you know, how you pass the baton from one generation to the next generation. Now, we personally know about Jan and Paul Krause, personally. We remember the days and when, I don't know, he's still alive now. It's a big, big teacher that it was a broadcast was offered to come behind his broadcast back in the days. I forgot what his name was, but he slipped my mind. But now we see the son is now taking over, and he want to know what can he do to help the Christian pastors and get them on their feet the right way. What can he do? So one thing about it, like father, like son. What you mean what I mean by that, WCC? I don't know what I mean by that. It just something came out. But I wish you could put some book to it. What you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel? What you reading?
We just read Ezekiel.
No, I keep up with that, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I'm laying some jabs out. They want to know what can the son wants to know personally, what can he do to help the Christians, since we all Christians, what can we do to help turn and put a stop to COVID-19 and 20 and the injustice that's put on by using example. The pastor, they use example about how Michigan was taken over by civilians, and they had rifles and everything, and then nobody done nothing. But if we don't pick out, but we, the minority black Negro Christians, and we look like we get ready to do something, next thing you know, bullets is flying everywhere, paddy wagons going on. So now, Cross Jr., he wants to help the Christians and raise his voice up to help. Okay. Well, we just found out one point is in 33 verse 15. That's one point. Cross Jr. And the next point is what the Bible talks about in 35 verse 30. What's the next point? So the next point is, and Christianity was started by, but it was started in Christo before it was Christ. And Constantine in 321 A.D., he got more hands on that because he was told to conquer the known world up under the cross. He said he was given a sign in midair to conquer in the cross of Christo that became later on Christ, Jesus Christ. So he was given that from above. So that's when Christianity had got its origins at right there. Now the big dignitaries don't know what can we do to stop COVID-19 and turn the problems that the black and the brown got, and they got their son, Cross, Paul and Jan Cross' son, is leading the way, and the pastors is all meeting with him. What can we do? Well, we read one thing to be done in 33:15. Now let's see what it says in 35. Now you hear what I'm saying now. Let's see what it says in 35, 33, and 34. What do the Bible say? Because you did read something, Brother Yahshua, tell me something. Didn't you read something about we got turned back to the Bible? When you first read something earlier, that the answer was lies into the Bible. Did you read that over there in Michigan? What was that memo saying again? When they had the problem, did you all read where the answer lies in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
That's a tempo. So the answer lies in the Bible. It ain't about no round table discussion. What can be done is the answer lies in the Bible. Okay, good. That's the point we make it. What it says out of the heavenly tablets in the 35th chapter, verse 33 and 34 of the book called Isaiah. What it say?
The book of Isaiah 36.
We'll make it 35 there, brother. Yeah, 35, verse 33 and 34. Let's see what the Bible says. Because the answer lies in the Bible. 35, 33, and 34. What does it say?
The book of Isaiah 35.
No, Numbers. Numbers there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Numbers there. Numbers 35 out of the heavenly chapters 33 and 34. They won't answer. It's going to give a couple of Bible answers. Numbers 35, 33, and 34. Thank you there, Brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of Numbers, chapter 35, verse number 33 and 34 reads, book of Numbers, chapter 35, verse 33. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood is defiled of the land. The land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Verse 34. Defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherein I dwell. By Yahweh dwell among the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So we read in Ezekiel that he pulled that from back here in the 13th chapter of Revelation. But Brother Yahweh Israel, like I said, ain't nothing rehearsed. Look, I want to know, although I'm looking right at it, what is the land that Paul and Jan Cross got a TV in Israel? The land, they got something that we need to hear. Paul and Jan Krauss. They got something in Israel. And I want to hear that read what they do have in Israel. They got something in Israel. And the Psalm is now basically the front runner to, you know, work things out with the Christians. But something they got in Israel, so all of the six anointed camps, help me out and look and find out what do Paul and Jan Krauss, what do they own that they have purchased in Israel? I need to know that, you know, I don't want to say nothing. I just want to hear it read if I can act like I'm surprised. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, Brother Yahya Israel, can I see the end time prophecy that when you have to have more record information about if the question is what can we do to help turn the things that is going on against the brown and the black where it can be, and we meet with the Christian pastors headed by the son of Paul and Jan Krauss. Well, in the 13th chapter, but Brother Yahya read that the answer lies in the book. Today's the answer. Your answer to it lies in the book. Okay, we got to take a little look and see what it's saying in 13, verse number 10. What it says in 13, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what the end time prophecy says in 13, chapter, verse 9 and 10. But again, you hear what I say? Our big dignitaries, we're going to see what the Bible say. Since the answer lies in the Bible, 13, verse 9 and 10.
Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads, if any man or woman have an ear, let them hear. Verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints.
Mm-hmm. So he says, if you have record or lead someone or a nation in captivity, the only way it can be resolved is you go into captivity. So if anybody got a record of another nation being led into captivity, it ain't about the round table discussion. It's about those that did it must pay the same price. The same price. Now, that's big, but what kind of way? We got to go to Revelation, find out what kind of price got to be paying. So maybe it's very interesting you trying to see what the six anointed camps help out with this process. Well, we going to help out in the process. Yes, we will. We will help out because we read earlier that it was the answer lies in the book. And I don't know nobody better than the six anointed camps can go in the book and bring out whatever got to be done to resolve the issue by using the book. Now, we said that whatever they did, they have to pay the price. But what kind of way? We're going to read End Time Prophecy in the 18th chapter of Revelation, verse number 6. Let's read in Revelation chapter 18, verse 6 there, Brother Yahya Israel. We're just hitting it and taking notes, and we're going to gear it all up tomorrow and really bring it out. Let's see how that issue can be resolved. 18, verse 6.
Book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse number 6 reads, Revelation 18, verse 6. Reward her even as she rewards you, and double unto her, double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled, Feel to her double.
Ain't that something? Cool. What else happened in verse 7 down to verse 10?
Verse number 7. How much she has honored herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her mind, I see the queen and am no widow. She shall see no sorrow. Verse number 8. There was shall a plague come in one day, death, mourning, and sadness. And she shall be utterly burnt with fire. For strong is Yahweh who judges her. Verse number 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse number 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come.
Hey, that's something. Before y'all die, Israel, I need you to put up the altar one more time and make sure that it was said that that the only answer will be through the pages of the book. So all the big dignitaries that logged in and want the answer, for Voices of the True Israelite, the Six Anointed Camps to join in with this, how can we resolve the problem? Well, we just read in the Michigan article exactly what the how to deal with the problem. We just read it, and I need to hear it one more time, Brother Yagdai Israel. Did they get an answer? So now, and that's where we come in at. That's why we geared up right now to come in on it. And what was the answer again, Brother Yagdai, that we can read? What can we read again on the Michigan article that was brought up, and they want to know what is the solution, and they gave the answer. So let's hear it again, as Brother Yagdai is. We'll come out.
Read an article entitled Protesters Rally at Michigan Capitol in Lansing, and it reads, their core message was unclear. Take your mask off. It's a bunch of crap, said protester Deborah Marshall. Another protester who would only identify himself as Rod claimed America was losing their country to communism and that they can only get it back with the Bible.
Ain't that something? You hear what the whistleblower said? He said, take your masks off. They were nothing but a bunch of crap from the get-go. See, I know. When we've been telling you, see, when the Six Anointed Camps been telling you this from day one, nobody heard the Six Anointed Camps. But we've been telling you from day one all that propaganda and got you all hemmed up and peeping behind it. Got you. And now you bring a 6-foot ruler with you every time you go to the store to make sure somebody 6 foot away from you up and back. See, Voice of the True Israelite, we have been on the front line to let you know that was a bunch of crap, but you're not going to believe Voice of the True Israelite. And that's why you're going to hem yourself up, peeping behind the curtain to this day. Now, when Mr. Esau and his 5 sons saying, enough is enough. That ain't nothing but a bunch of crap, and that was wickedness from Satan the devil, and he blowing a whistle on his own people. Said, but when you hear it from them, now you can put up the article yourself. But Brother Yagdai Israel, read what kind of Brother Yagdai. Well, what is Esau and his 5 sons say again? You know, one that now they can fill it in their pocket. With their convenience is not at his best. It was to scare the peoples of brown and black to get on out the way on what they good stealing they've been doing all the time, then you no longer need it now in your own land. So since we haven't drive you out and now it's affecting us now, more than affecting y'all, so we got to blow the whistle. Enough is enough. We got to come up with another tactic. Another tactic now. This ain't working. Because right now we feel in our pockets is not working. And when our pockets is not working properly, we're going to blow some whistles. Now, one more time, Brother Yahya Israel. Because, see, we've been telling you from day one, but everybody want to hem themselves up. But when Esau and his five sons tell you exactly what's going on, now you listen. Wait, what did they say again, that Brother Yahya Israel? Come on.
I'm reading from the document entitled Protesters Rally at Michigan Capitol in Lansing. And it reads, their core message, though, was unclear. Take your mask off. It's a bunch of crap, said protester Deborah Marshall. Another protester who would only identify himself as Rod claimed America was losing their country to communists and that they can only get it back with the Bible.
They can only get it back through the Bible. And that's what we come in at. You only can get it back through the Bible, and that's what we come in at. So, listen, we've been telling you all the time, you've been walking around here and got yourself all jacked up and masked up. And see, but when it started affecting Esau, his five sons, and everything going on in the records on the table now, so now you see that, but when we tell you what time it is, see, but that's okay. We ain't gonna drill on that. We're going to get down a little bit further, because, like I said, the only answer will be in the page of the book. And that's the truth, see, right here. All the answers in the page of the book. But all this came upon you because of your own doing. And now tomorrow, Brother Yahya Israel, you know you got a good 24 hours. I need to know exactly what TBN owns in Israel. Make sure you make a note that you're talking at 6.
I have that information right at my fingertips. Yeah.
So go ahead and bring it out there, Brother Yahya Israel. What you watching with over there, Brother Yahya Israel? Where?
All right, then. I read an article entitled Trinity Broadcasting Network. And it reads, Trinity Broadcasting Network purchased property for studio in Jerusalem.
See that, see, right? So they they got a studio, some land in Jerusalem, so they working real good now. And another thing, you know, I always say I'm gonna bring out information, but everything always falls in line. It's the Borgia family. You know, the Borgia family, Caesar Borgia family. There's a book called Marion Johnson, 1984, Chapter 1. She blew the whistle on the Caesar Borgia family, the Borgia family, or how they started and where they coming from. You know, the one that painted the, looking for some more memos that came in. Caesar bought, see, it was a painting made, but we need to know more about the one that you worship. See, you worship something. Now, on another book, it's going to be called, let me see, can I get it? Another book. It's, what's on this article here? This is, I'll tell you what, this is the same book of 1984. This is going to be on page 88 and 163, page, 88 and 163. It's going to let you know that the Borgia family, Rodriguez Borgia, where they started from. They started from somewhere out there in Spain, and around about the 1200s. And out of them came the Pope the sixth Pope. The sixth Pope. You know, Pope, what's his name again? As the sixth Pope, we talks about him every now and then. The Pope
Rodrigo.
Alexander. Yeah, thank you, that brother Yagdai as well. But you know, you don't point that brother Yagdai. You know, I just happened. You know, that give me a habit. See, when we just can, see, we don't rehearse nothing, see, right? We don't hurt nothing. We just know the record will speak for itself. Now, that Pope Rodriguez Alexander, you know when he was called on page 88? He was called the Pope Alexander. He was a god. He was a god, see, right? So now, by him being a god, by him being the almighty God, you know, the Pope, sixth Pope. On page 163, it talks about a portrait of a sketch of his son, Caesar Borgia, by Leonardo da Vinci. They painted him, so he got his second son to pose at the picture you got, all the Christian church got in right now. That's why you always, even when you watch the movies, you always watch a movie, and every time you see the Jesus Christ, you know, you see him, he looking something like Caesar Borgia. That time, you know, they do a research and get all the people that look like him, and they can play that part, you know, one that you got on your dresser drawer, the one you got in your mind, you know, that you got Caesar Borgia in your mind, but now you can go on record and pull up the Borgia by Marion Johnson of 1984 and look at chapter 1 and you will see the making of this, or how they made this start coming to the conqueror end into this image that in your mind today. Huh? So now you got the record on it, and then another book that's called by, his name is Maurice Hunt. It's called Divine Face in Four. Face, hey, there you go. Face in Four. This is another book that you can, you know, look at on page 18, where it gives you the making of Caesar Borgia, how Leonardo eventually had to find a model, since his father was the god of the earth, they had to find the son of the earth. See that theory, right? So Leonardo da Vinci, he pulled a second son called Caesar Borgia out and said, you will be the Prince of Peace. Ain't that something? The Prince of Peace. So the picture when you look at, you sitting there, you're all on your knees and you're praying to the Prince of Peace. But Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, Hunt, H-U-N-T, on Divine Face in Four, on page 18. See, you remember what Brother Yacht read, the historical documents back? He said, all the answers in the book. See, this image that's in your head today, white man Jesus Christ, and now you got Brother Hall about the black man, Jesus Christ. You can trace the origin now by going on your computer and hiding behind your curtain like you normally do. You know, hide behind your curtain, hit your computer, and pull up these names, and you'll find out they got it already in record that this thing started when, now I'm going to tell you something about the Borgia. Now listen to this about the Borgia in chapter 1. The Borgias was a family that clawed their way into violence and deceit and deception. They clawed their way into violence and deception and deceit. That's how they got what they got. So now you can find out more about them. We don't touch on them no longer. But it's in chapter 1. Guess how the Borgias, the family, B-O-R, and they're taking their name from the land they conquered. And from that point on, they conquered more land. So really, that really ain't their name. It was a land that was called, but they taken the land on reconquest from the Black Moors. That was Yagdah Judah. Because in Spain, that was Yagdah Judah. You know that? So they conquered the Black Moors in Spain. And they conquered that land, and from that on, they went on further. So when you see the record is out there, and remember we read earlier, all the way you're going to find the answers through the pages of the book. So when you get the Borgias by Marion Johnson of 1884, chapter 1, you can read about exactly how they start and how they taken the land of Spain from you. Yeah, from you. From the Black Moors. They taken it in 1240. But one thing we're going to bring out a little bit later, that when they're taking the land in 1240 from you, they do the same thing that everybody else do. They knew they couldn't take the land. Now, the story about the Buffalo Soldiers. Do you know the story of the Buffalo Soldiers? That Mr. Esau and his five sons, they really didn't take anybody down until they got the Buffalo Soldiers and told them, look, we'll fight for your freedom. We'll give you 40 acres and a mule. But we, in no way we can beat them without somebody like them. And there you go again. And that's the same thing today. And that's the same thing about these pastors today, these Christian pastors. You don't see through anything, but we're going to show you the same tactic that the father and the mother used to pass to the son is the same tactic going on right now. Well, listen, you are a good Christian because we are good Christians. See, so now we're going to Isaiah 58, verse 2 down to verse 10. So now let me tell you something, see right here. See, this ministry right here will put some book on you and tie it all in. We'll connect the books on you. So we know that the TVN, the son now is in charge. But he got all of his raising from his parents, Paul and Jan Cross. So the son was sitting on the knee when they was wheeling and dealing. So now he wants to look right at the big Christians, the one that's got a voice, and say, we want to really help you good Christians. What can we do to help you good Christians? And then the WCC kicked in there and said, well, you need to get that old Voices number two Israelite, they get in with this thing, get them on the compass line, because you're trying to help the Christians. So you see, let me tell you something, C. Ray. Don't think that the book will not give the answer. We don't know where they're going to get the answer. Now, I'll tell you one thing. After we connect them all together, it's for you to see it in a minute. What's the reading that Brother Yatai Israel?
Nothing on the table here.
Yeah, I put some on the table, Brother Yagdai Israel. I swore I said Isaiah 58, verse 2, and read out a little bit to 10. I've done it in the spirit there, Brother Yagdai Israel. All right, Brother Yagdai Israel, I got my eye on you now.
I'm trying to scan through these articles, do it three or four things at once, so, you know.
You see, that's what he keeps telling the six anointed camps. See, we don't have to do what we can do. We don't know where we're going, but we're going to get there. But we know that sooner or later, it's going to have to be some second book of Maccabees, chapter 42. I mean, what is saying away? What do we say in second Maccabees, chapter 2? We know it's going to happen because we can read it. What do we say in second Maccabees 2, 42 and 43? Let me say that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, I think that's First Maccabees, man. Yeah. First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 4, 2 and 4 and 3. What do we say there, Brother Yahweh?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42 and 43 reads, book of 1 Maccabees 2, verse 42. They came there unto him a company of Assyrians, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instructions. Verse 43. Also all they that fled for persecution joined themselves unto them, and were a state unto them.
Yes, see, right? So we clear, and matter of fact, we had a call, and one of the brothers that, one of the brothers called, he said, I've been running, I've been high, but now I gotta come on back strong now. And matter of fact, I'm a bad witness with Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm gonna put the eyeball on him. He gave himself a title, but we're gonna tell him that's a great responsibility. If you take that kind of title into your hands, we'll stop you with some more. But your mouth, you made a statement that this is what you gonna do, and we'll examine all that on the top part of the Sabbath day. So we know it's gonna happen. See, we know it's gonna happen, and we know where it's gonna come from. We know sooner or later you'll find out that you've been bewitched. You stay in the devil behind the masses. See, because you're not even blowing the whistle on themselves now. They said, hey, but that was nothing but a bunch of crap from day one. It was to scare the black and brown to get out of town and let us enjoy our stolen land. See? But that hand, you had to hand up so bad that you just act like nothing exists now. All you watching that one eye session. But now I'm saying, it's come out telling you. That was number a bunch of, but now it's affecting us and we're going to blow the whistle. That was number a bunch of crap from day one. Because we told Steve Ray exactly what we got to do to make sure by having the protection of Yahweh on it. He told us in Psalms 91, verse 1, 2, and 3, it told us something in the Bible. Remember, Brother Yahweh read, they're all the answers in the pages of the book. What does it say in Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3?
The book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse number 1. Yet she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse number 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
So you see, you have to wait until they own tongue. Let me pull that out. Let's go to Psalms. Pull it out, Brother Yahweh. Yes. See, we've been telling those that's got in here that, but when they tell you that ain't nothing but a bunch of crap, because they the one behind it all anyway, he said, look here, you know, my cousin, my uncle, that was nothing but a bunch of crap to get the brown and black to get back. Okay. But this all. But here, we told you that, you know. In Psalms chapter 64 there, Brother Yahweh Israel, can you help me out on verse 6-8? So now they got you now, and now they're going to really do you some, now they're going to do, now they're telling you now you got to have, what's the name of them shops they call, Brother Yahweh Israel, what they call again now, what's the names?
The Moderna and the Pfizer.
That's when you'll start walking backwards. Now, that's when you'll get the Michael Jackson moonwalk. See, now you're going to get the Michael Jackson moonwalk now. See, that is the whole thing. And same thing it is now. Now we'll get you. And all of a sudden, 6 months from the day, or a year from the day, now you're looking straight ahead and your head will turn around another direction. Your feet now, instead of going one way, and went back the other direction. And now you won't know what will happen. See? You won't know what will happen, see, right here. And we keep telling you, if you don't change the way you eat, if you don't put the protection of Yahweh them fringes on, if you don't change the way you eat, you're going to keep on falling for everything, and we can soundly show you. Look at the tape, boy, a year ago, 2 years ago, we told you what time it was. Because the answer lies in the book that we knew these days was going to come, but we knew the whistle was going to blow, but then you hem yourself up, and then you get with relationship. Well, relationship having you, well, you don't take your proper position, and then all of a sudden that one out of Satan scares your relationship, and then all of a sudden it scares you too. And we've been telling you what time it is. We told you what the answer is. We showed you how to get out of a situation. You must have your Yahweh first. If you got your Yahweh first and you dwell in the secret place of Yahweh, you know what secret place is? Deuteronomy 29:29. What secret place is, brother Yahweh Israel? What's the secret place? Deuteronomy 29:29. See, I do precept your Bible. If you see, that's why we know sooner or later the heroes is going to come on the front line and step up to the plate, and they're going to understand the Bible. And what you got to hear for them to tell you that they were nothing but a bunch of crap from day one. And now, what affect you more is you eating the way they eat. Because if you go into creation, we keep telling you that cow and that chicken did not come with Yahweh's creation. You go on your piece of telephone now, and you get the origin of who made the cow and the chicken. So if I want to keep you down, don't you know what I need to do? Is make sure you stay with them cows and chicken. And every meal you got is cow and chicken. And then you won't know why you're falling out like you're falling out. We told you, do the research on the cow and the chicken. And you'll find the cow and chicken is not in Yahweh's creation. But if I want to deliver you up, you know where I started? With the cow and the chicken. I've seen a chicken. I said, man, what is that? He's that chicken just three weeks old. I said, that chicken's 6'11". 6'11" chicken, 3 weeks old. Well, you know what? These wings will sell good in your neighborhood because that big wing, you know how y'all like them big old wings. Yeah, but the chicken was 3 weeks old, that big. You see that? See right here? Listen. You know, they got a written in Ezekiel chapter 3. He said, go on, tell them, Ezekiel, to see it, but they're not going to listen to you. They ain't going to listen to you. But I'll tell you one thing. Sooner or later, you see how they don't squeeze the broadcast. The broadcast now down to 2 hours. In a little while, that's what we keep telling you, see, right? Why do you study reacting until being a proactive? We tell you, if you support something, support this ministry. For your land, school, pastor hall, and your own radio station. So we can keep you informed of what you need to know. For Yahweh can get it to us to help you out. You got to make the steps. You got to come back to 18 verse 4 of Revelation. This is what you got to do. You got to do some 18 verse 4 in Revelation. What you got to do in 18 verse 4?
Book of Revelation 18, verse number 4 reads, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plagues.
You see the Bible telling you to? The Bible telling you end time problem. You got to come out of her. That means what she have set up for you. Let me show you some things they don't set up for you. I'm sure what they set up for you, and you get yourself all hemmed up. They're going to Second Maccabees chapter 6, particularly verse 1. But can you just a little bit, Brother Yahdaiah? We have to jump this tomorrow in grand style. But see, we can pretty only play it by ear. Let me show you what you're gonna do. In Second Ezra chapter Maccabees, thank you, that Brother Yahdaiah, 6 verse 1. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. Let's find out. We're going to read down to verse number 7. Take it on down to verse 7. Now, look what it says. We'll take it straight on down to verse 7.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse number 1 through 7 reads, 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 1. Now, not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compel your God Judah to depart from the Torah instructions of their fathers and to live after the laws and not to live after the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse number 2. And to pollute also the temple in the land of Yahweh, Judah, city of David, and to call it the temple of Jupiter, Olympia, that in Gerizim of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, and they did desire that dwelt in that place. Verse 3. The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people. Verse 4. For the temple was filled with riot and rivaling by the Gentiles, 5 sons of Esau, who dallied with harlots and had to do with women within the circuit of the righteous place. And besides that, brought in things that were not Torah instructional. Verse number 5. The altar also was filled with profane things, which the Torah instructions forbid. Verse 6. Neither was the Torah instructional lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days or ancient feasts or to profess himself at all to be Yahweh Judah. Verse number 7. And in the day of the king's birth, every month, they were brought by bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice. And when the feast of Bacchus was kept, Yahweh Judah, Israel, were compelled to go in procession to Bacchus, carrying ivory.
Now, what do you mean? That is the introduction of birthdays, see, right? This really was the introduction of birthdays right there in 6 verse 7. Before then, it was no such thing as no birthday parties, my birthday, this is my birthday, what you going to do on the birthday? What you going to do on my, this is the introduction of birthdays right there, see, right? Night, behind that comes baby shower. Oh, we had a baby, now we have a baby shower. Sun worshiping, Lord God and Jesus. Check on your history right there when all that came into play, see, right? Now you had a birthday, say, well, what you going to do on your birthday? What's the birthday party going to be at? See, Ryan, that traced right back to Esau and his 5 sons. Did you know the man told you in number 15, verse 15 and 16, now you got baby shower. Now you got Sunday going. Now you're not keeping the Sabbath day. You're hiding behind the curtain. 6 anointed camps, all the gates is open. Mr. Esau himself saying, that ain't nothing but a bunch of crap. But he heard my carcass now. And that stuff got to stop now. You're scared enough brown and black, and you got them taken out of all of them shots already. I mean, how many are you trying to get rid of? The one you try to get rid of is the one that's talking that good talk. Them the one that you need to try to get rid of. We got them already. Ain't nobody left them. We ain't got his voice number 2 Israelite. We got everybody but voice of the true Israelite. That's the only one we ain't got. Because we going to let you know, see, Ray, listen, tell you something. When you holler about, well, what day is my birthday? What you will do? Well, what you will do on your birthday? Here go the origin of your birthday, your baby showers, and missing the Sabbath days. And it tell you, and 143, what did it tell you in 143 there, Brother Yahdaiah, the same book of Maccabees? What did it tell you in 143?
The second book of Maccabees, Chapter
make it first
one.
Book of Maccabees. Yeah, make it one. Make it first book of Maccabees. What did it tell you if you that is already is written records? See, we trying to bring you written records. You know, we could written records. 1:43 says what?
The book of First Maccabees, chapter 1:43. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to their religions and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath.
Ain't that something? Ain't that what you're doing now? Ain't that what you're doing now, Israel? Huh? Ain't that what you're doing now? As you profaning the Sabbath day? I mean, that's what you're doing right now? And you still hide behind the curtain waiting on 19, 20, and 21 to come up? And you still walking around with your mask on and making somebody make sure you get back from these 6 feet apart? And then Mr. Esau himself on this tape from 65 said, ain't with a bunch of crap. Bang with the number, a bunch of crap. We done told you how you keep yourself together. In the second book of Maccabees, 5:27, can you help me out there, Brother Yaakov? 5:27, can you help me out?
Second book of Maccabees, chapter 5, verse number 27 reads, Second Maccabees 5, verse 27, but Judas Maccabees with nine others or thereabout withdrew themselves into the wilderness. Lived in the mountains after the manner of beasts, with his company, who fed on herbs continually.
Hurt that something. See what the man. See what they were doing. They fed off of herbs. What kind of way? Continuously. We didn't want to eat no chicken and cow seed, royal. They were eating live food. Not no chicken and cow that Esau and his five sons and made in a laboratory? And what kind of herb they was eating? What it said when you precept in 1:30? What it tell you? What it tell you in 1:30 what they were doing in Genesis 1:30? What kind of herb was they eating?
The book of Genesis chapter 1:30. To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth. When there is life, I've given every green herb for meat.
They was eating green herbs, see, royal. They was eating green herbs. And why so? David pulled that, 104 verse 14. Why was they eating green herbs? Why so? 104 verse 14. Why were they not? Yeah, you know that in your community, everywhere you go, you see a chicken place for you. You see a chicken place for you or a cow place for you. For you. You remember they had a disease called the mad cow disease? And you still try to get around that and still bite him on the tail somewhere. Bite him up on his foot. What part did his stomach messed up? Is there anything wrong with his foot? You see what you did? You were all up in his foot trying to get your piece of meat off his foot. Or the mad cow stomach messed up? But is anything wrong with his leg? Is anything wrong with his leg or his tail? You see what you did, see, right here? And we come humble to show you what you got to do. Oh, you're not looking for six anointed camps. What you reading that, Brother Yah guy? Yes, we're going to say 104, verse 14.
The book of Psalms 104, verse number 14 reads, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle, herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Earth, green earth, is for the service of the children of Israel. Every plate you're supposed to have is a big belly full of green stuff on your plate. And you're supposed to have some 7824 with it, too. What it got written in 7824?
Book of Psalm 78, verse number 24 reads, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven.
And we know when you're working with it, because we can read in the Bible what it's gonna make you do. 65:13, same book. We listen, and we know. Hey, how you feeling, brother? Oh, I'm down on my back. Yeah, you're down on your back. Look what you're putting in your throat. You eat an every piece of stock you can get your head on. You're drinking all the pops and dairy products, and you wonder why. You know, let me tell you something. When you continue eating like that, you know what you ought to say, whoever made you that meal? Just turn the light off and take a brick and hit me side of my head. Just take your brick and just hit me hard as you can. That's why your life all shortened. It's like somebody I'm taking off. Turn the light off and hit you with a brick when you eat all that starchy food in your body and wonder why you got to go to Doc Cook. You, won't you eat what the Bible says? Because we know when you're working with you, so when we talk to you, you're going to be like, well, I'm down on my back again. My spine hurt me. I got to get out of the way. The traffic is moving too fast for me. You know why it's moving so fast for you? Because you ain't got no 65:13 in you. What does it say about the Yahweh Israel?
Book of Psalms 65:13. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Ain't that something? See, when you eat the proper meal, see, right? You're going to rejoice. You're going to sing. You're going to be, see, I can't talk to you right now. I'm in here moving furniture around with my better hat. We moving stuff around up in here. You see, well, it's okay when you continue what you're doing. You see what I'm trying to tell you, see, right here? We be telling you what to do, but you got to leave that one-eyed Satan alone and get into them six anointed camps in a hurry, and Yahweh put the healing on you. You ain't got to be all down on your back all the time, always complaining about what pain got you down. That Satan got you down, because he's sending them wicked spirits on you and keep you down. You get to understanding you got to eat green stuff. You got to eat that corn and drink you plenty of spring water. And another thing you got to do. I got to pull a rabbit out of me. Help me out, brother. Yeah, guy, Israel. Let's go look at, we can close it out with this. Let's go to St. John chapter 1. Chapter 5. Verse 1 through 9 and 14. See, let me tell you something. We don't have nothing prepared, but we see right through the TVN, what they got going on, and now they're going to send these old Christian pastors to try to hem up the six anointed camps and see what. Listen, they got to answer us, come back to the Bible. You want to do right, then come back to the Bible. The Bible says you got to give back what you are robbed. The Bible saying that you just don't pass the baton over to the son. The son, now he's saying, what can he do to help the Christian? How you know that's orchestrated, huh? What you mean, what can you do to help? What you can do? 5:1-9 and 14. We'll leave it like that, brother Yahweh Israel. We'll leave it like that. You know, we got the answers. It's written in the Bible. We found all the answers in the Bible. Look what it says over here. And 5:1-9 and 14.
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 1 through 9, and verse number 14 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh the Son went up to Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, city of David, verse 2. Now there is at Yahweh Judah, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Shemitic tongue, through the word Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches, verse 3. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water, verse number 4. For a minister's spirit went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he or she had. Verse number 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years, verse 6. When Yahuwah the Son saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will you be made whole? Verse number 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepping down before me. Verse number 8. Yahuwah the Son said unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Verse 9. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Verse 14. Afterward, Yahuwah the Son finding him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more. It's the worst thing come unto you.
Mm-hmm. What did verse 4 and 7 say again? Don't y'all tell you this? Verse 4 and 7 say?
The book of St. John 5, verse number 4. For a minister's spirit went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease they had. Verse number 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepping down before me.
What's that supposed to mean, Senior, right? What? Now, you know there ain't no middle spirit coming down and trouble your water there, right? So what are you trying to tell you? We done told you how to get your body back together. But now, the trouble in your water now, after you on, got your Yahuwah first, keeping the Sabbath day, I made all your free will offers and donations to this ministry so we can move forward even better. Let me tell you something. You see that verse 4 and 7? How you trouble your water now? This is what you do, Steve, right here. Ain't no little spirit coming down. Only one going to trouble your water is voices of the true Israelite. How you trouble your water? But you know they got these things called, after you got Yahuwah first, they got these things called, what are the things sit on the side of your bed, on the side of your bathtub? What they call that, Brother Yahuwah Israel, that can trouble your water? What they call them? You sit them down, and they got three speeds on it. You get in that, you put you after you got your Yahuwah right, you put some essence oil in the water, machine that you put on the side of your tub, and you turn it on one, and it moves the water, trouble the water. It trouble your water while you land up in there instead of watching that one eye say. You land up in that tub, then your water troubles. What name is that machine called, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Whirlpool.
Thank you, that brother. Whirlpool. So ain't no Mr. Spirit coming out and moving your water for you. But you know, people go all the way to all types of hot places, and they can just be out in the water, just hitting against their body. Athletes do that. In them whirlpools. Don't you know, see, Russian? Your answer is so plainly. Get you a whirlpool, put that thing down on three speeds, sit in use with some Epsom salt and clean water, and wrap back in there and let this water hit all the more. What kind of pains you got in your body after you got your inside right? That will knock all the pains out your body. Don't you know athletes do that all the time? Every time even Michael Jordan, when he broke his old piece of foot, he was off in the whirlpool trying to get his old leg together. How about he shoot that rock? Listen to me right here. Get you one of them whirlpools. Sit on the side of your tub, see, right? Get you some Epsom salt and click. And get in there. Stop complaining about how you feel. Oh, I'm in bad shape again. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to ever get right. No, you ain't going to get right until you get right. You got to get right at the bosses of the 6th Northern Camp. We got you, Anson. Get your whirlpool. Get in that tub and let that water run all across your body and your neck and help you out. Then, let me tell you something, one more thing. When you lay down at night, just like you just got to burning a pot up, what you do with burning a pot is the way I burn the pot up. What I do, I'm going to let the water soak overnight, and tomorrow I can scrub it out. Do you know the same thing for your body, fever? Get a little water before you lay down, And then while you sleeping, drinking that spring water, that water in your system, when you eliminate, it can pull all that toxins out your body. Just like a pot that's been burnt up on the side. You soaked it for about two, three weeks. Then you went over and took a little brittle pad. Yeah, man, everything come up. That's the same thing about your inside with all these problems you got. Cancer, diabetes, lung problems. All these problems, hemorrhoid problems. You got all these problems because you won't soak in water. Soak in water when you go to sleep at night. And you got to put a big bucket next to your bed. You run back. Do whatever you can to soak in water. While you sleeping, the water is whooping the toxins at you. Then when you eliminate, it can pull all them prostate cancer problems at you. It can pull all that diabetes out your system. Sleep in water when you go to bed, see, right? Huh? Put your big bucket next to your teeth and roll out the bed and get back in the bed. But sleep in water. Get your whirlpool. Let the thing hit your side. But none of that work. Now give me that last verse. Now, what that verse over there in Wisdom of Solomon is not the herbs or whatever, but whatever. But now you activate all that. Give me that last verse, brother. Yeah, die Israel. We leave it like that. Give me that verse. See, understand one thing. We can tell you, every angle it is, but there's no way you can overlook the key elements. And what that, brother Yagdai, is well?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12, read, "With neither herbs nor mortifying plaster that restore them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which healeth all things."
Ain't that something? The word here you see, right? The word here you see, right? We give you the word what heals you. Is you going to take it? Or are you going to study it, tend to step up behind that one I say? Brother Young Guy Israel, we'll take care of all the... What's the closing statement is? Come on.
Hallelujah, why? Hallelujah, why? Hallelujah, why? The other way is rolling out Seer Israel, a Seer Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
This is WCC. Hallelujah. Well, see, that's why you don't have 2 hours on your broadcast now. There's no way you've been told all that information in that short time. Well, you do whatever you want to do, and sooner or later, the cabaret is going to be in anyway, and the broadcast is cut off an hour. We'll get Mr. Tibbs in for his final statements, and if any time left, but we know you ain't got but a few more minutes for the broadcast over with. So we'll bring Mr. Tibbs in for his final thoughts in Yahuwah and take number 65, and we're thinking we get anything after that. You're on the clock with Tibbs. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me once again back into tonight's broadcast. Well, hopefully you have enough time to get some pointers across to the listening members, because we know that a lot of us come for the good of Yahuwah's word. And as we can tell, a lot of us receive it and commend unto it, like myself. And some cast the same words behind their back, which is not so good for others learning the words of Yahuwah. And these are what we call raving wolves in sheep clothing, as mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse number 15, that come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah-y things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's not for who sits on your left or sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's for to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because without proper teaching, we meet the blind who leads the blind. Also mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 14. Leading their way from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, into their own double-minded speeches. Well, the Sabbath day is a righteous day. This is Yahuwah's day. And all questions for the Bible during that time should be directed to any one of our six anointed camps, not during the regular 6 days, but we want to try to insist that not on the Sabbath day. A few verses that explain why. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 13 and 14, 13 says, "Thou camest down upon Mount Sinai and speaketh with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws of Torah instructions, and good statutes and commandments. 14, and madest them know unto them by the righteous Sabbath and commandments, and precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant." Well, we find that we're interfered a lot with, even by online or either the people who control this program. But truly, it tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. 23 says, "But the foolish and unlearned questions and avoid knowing that they do gender stifles." 24, "And the servant of the Yahuwah must not stifle, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach patience." Well, that's what we try to do. We try to be patient with the word of Yahuwah. We try to teach that to the people that are listening, so you can have time to receive Yahuwah's word in a proper manner. And that's why we tell you that we teach from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, as you just heard, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. For those members that know, the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30, from 7:15 to 10:15. And Saturday is the bottom part of the Sabbath. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. The online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, once again, we'd like to add that for the live program, we do have the live program, which we're currently talking on now. Open up any search engine to get there on your cell phone or any smart devices. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you get there, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we do have intentions to cut our conversation short because of time limitation. So we find it necessary to just mention the numbers that we can call if you have Yahuwah's righteous intentions in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. And the other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number we often mention. You can call and leave message and scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Current time for repeating will be after 10:30. To do this, enter three words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. You will click the red live button as soon as that appears. Well, actually, you won't need to. Once you do that, you can choose the program that you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen to. Because we also want to add, we're in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any one of our programs by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, like we said, we do have to cut our conversation short. But before we do, we like to say in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7, "Remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face following, considering the end of their conversation." So at this time, with the time remaining, we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibb, WCC said you definitely going to be cut short, no doubt about it. You don't even get the mother in and get one verse out the mother's out of camp one. And we accept whatever you put on the table. One thing, we remember one thing. You know, it's a bond in Gilead, and the answer lies in the pages of the book. What do you need to know? It's in the pages of the book. So when you meet the mother out of camp one, mother E, mother Z out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, mother E, mother Z. We should get a verse or two out the way, and we'll come back tomorrow and get a little bit more. That's mother E, mother Z, mother E. Y'all pop beat to that scene right. Mother E, mother Z. Y'all pop beat to that scene right.
Yo, Israel, this is Mother Z. Mother E is out of town.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, Mother E, Mother Z, I tell you what you do. You give me a verse. Go on, give me that 58. Give me that 58, and we'll get that 58 out the way of Psalms 58. You well capable of delivering a knockout blow before this network is shut off. Give me that 58 chapter and pick a verse 2 down to verse 10, and we'll leave it like that. A Psalm 58, 2 through 10. Mother Z, the word is 17.
Yeah,
don't bring that verse out. Huh?
58?
Yeah,
Psalm
58, 58, verse 2 down to verse 10. Yeah, 58 down to verse 10. 2 through 10. 58, verse 2 down to verse 10, we'll cut it right there. Come on.
Psalms chapter 58, verse 2 to 10. Psalms chapter 58, verse 2. Yea, in mine, he worked wickedness, you raised the bottoms of your hands in the earth. Verse 3, the wicked are esteemed from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse 4, the heart is like the of a serpent. They are like the deers, and they stop up her ears which will not hearken unto the voice of chanting, neither so whisper. So breaking their teeth, O Yahweh, in their mouth, break out the great teeth of the young lion, O Yahweh. Verse 7, let them melt away as water which run continually, which when he break his bow to smooth his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. Verse 8, as a snail with melted, let every one of them pass away, that them early bring a womb that